Now, this was a copper port. We were mining copper, I mean, in the hills around here, and all of that copper needed to go to South Wales to be smelted. And the quickest way to move large amounts of minerals is by river. And this is the reason that this port is so successful, because we're 20 miles inland and this is still a tidal river. So it goes up and down with the tides, which meant the big ship could get in here. And so all of the copper ore from the local mines would be loaded onto those ships and go off to South Wales to be smelted. So this became a very, very important community. We had the farms who were producing goods that were also going out on the ships. We've got the market gardens that were selling flowers and strawberries and things like that. And we also have the ships coming and going, along with all of the mining. This was such an important place that Queen Victoria came here in 1856, and she stepped off either onto this quayside or this one, we're not too sure which, and she came here to meet the Duke of Bedford, and he owned all of this land and was taking money from those mines. And so Queen Victoria came here by paddle steamer, met up with the Duke of Bedford, and then went home by railway. So you can get an idea of how important this was if the Queen of England actually came here to come and see the place. We've had quite a few famous visitors. Brunel, I don't know if you've heard of Brunel, our famous engineer. In fact, his dad was French. He actually came here to draw our manganese mill. And so this would have been a very busy port. We had 300 people working here. There would have been carts going backwards and forwards. We had 4,000 tons of ore spread across these quays that was being loaded onto the ships by hand. And the labourers loading those ships were paid one penny for every ton of ore that was put onto a ship. So, and that was all done with shovels. So it was a very, very industrial place, and not really like you see nowadays. And we had a very diverse community here. We had the assayer, who was very rich and was earning £200 a year. His job was to take samples of that ore. But we also had the women working in this mill here, who were paid very little, probably about 10 pence a day. And so there would have been a very mixed community of all different wealthy types of people, and a whole range of people living here. Now, some of those people had to walk to work, and there's not much in the way of accommodation here. Some of them were walking up to 15 miles to get to work in the morning. And so the Duke of Bedford built more cottages in the 1850s to try and give them somewhere to live.